bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. And Joe, it is an interesting debate, isn't it? When you talk about coaches winning and doing what they're supposed to do for their school versus, you know, helping guys get prepared for, you know, playing at the next level.
Well, that's right. I mean, I guess the theory most would have is if you do what you can to help our team win, that other stuff will probably take care of itself. You'll get seen, you'll get recognized, and I don't blame coaches for really kind of, I mean, it's not a coach's job to solely focus on getting a guy ready to play in the pros, but I'm sure that some coaches think that if they have that special kind of talent, they need to try to give it, you know, the nurturing that will succeed at the next level. I know a quarterback, you know, when Jay Cutler was here, I think one of the things that was exciting about his preparation was the way they worked with him, and he was running an offense and a scheme that translated very well, you know, to the pro game. He was going to be very familiar with the work ethic and the things he had to be ready for at the next level. I think he would tell you that Jimmy Kaiser had a lot to do with his getting ready and being a first-round pick.
And those two are still pretty tight, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they still talk a lot. And Jay's done, of course, there were some people who were less than thrilled at some of the things last week. You know, Jay comes from behind to win in the last couple of minutes, and some people looked at that and said, well, you know, he made a couple of mistakes down the stretch. But the people in Denver, if you read the articles in Denver, I know Jeff Legwald wrote one that I read about it. That drive in the last 2 minutes of the game to beat Buffalo could be a defining moment for Jay because, you know, John Elway made a career of those, and to have Cutler do it that early and lead the team from behind to win, even in a game one of a regular season, I think lets the guys know they can have a lot of confidence in him.
I read the article in Sports Illustrated last week about Jay Cutler, and he's never really going to get out of that shadow of John Elway, is he?
No, he's not. But I think he knew going in that was what he was facing. You know, that's the standard you're always going to be held to in Denver, and you can either fight it or you can just embrace it and understand. And I think he's chosen the latter because anybody that goes in there and fights it, it's not going to succeed.
Well, Vanderbilt's getting ready for Ole Miss. Sounds like Chris Nixon's doing better and able to get some of the reps yesterday in practice.
I watched him quite a bit, watched him throw and watched him move around, and he seemed to have a lot more thrust behind the throw. He was able to step into his throws. And you remember in the game Saturday, there were a lot that either just floated well overthrown or floated well underthrown. These seem to have a lot more of what we were accustomed to seeing out of Chris. So I think he and Mac probably went about 50-50 on the reps in practice with first team, which is good news. So I think it looks good for Chris to have a really good chance to play.
Joe, just leading into this game, you know, you think about the kicking game, and I liked what I saw out of Honfelt, you know, in the first two games. So if anything, you know, when you talk about the little things, you know, that's one element that I'm sure Bobby Johnson might feel better about today than maybe he did a year ago.
I don't think there's any doubt about it now, but I think Bryant, they have a lot of confidence in him. He's hitting the ball very well like he did 2 years ago. They've got to get this coverage thing worked out, though, and what was so frustrating in that Alabama game, the punt that was returned to the one-yard line was punted exactly where they wanted to, and the coverage got down there exactly where they wanted to. They just didn't make a tackle. You know, they didn't wrap up a guy and didn't corner him on that sideline. And
I told Joe, I said to Bobby, I go, when you watch the tape, I imagine Bobby Johnson doing push-ups based on what he probably said when he saw that thing on the coach's tape.
All of us were doing push-ups, I think. because that was a big frustration in that game, and quite frankly, something that's got to be taken care of this week, not only on that play, but on a number of plays. When they had guys wrapped up, ready to drop for no gain or a loss, and let them get away and pick up big yardage and keep drives going, and that's just something they cannot afford to do this week. And I'm sure they've worked a little bit on the fundamentals, and I think they got after it, especially Tuesday, maybe a little harder than usual Tuesdays because of that.
Any more notes to pass along from West End this morning?
Well, we're looking forward to the tour championship beginning. You know, Brant's in it, and it's been a lot of fun for him to be one of the 30 to make it and kind of hang out with the big boys for a week and playing in a familiar place down at East Lake in Atlanta. It'll be interesting to see how they react to the course because apparently the course is not in great shape.
Yeah, they were even talking about restricting, you know, how much they could practice putting or
did.
Even hit balls on the green.
They closed three of the greens, from what I understand, and restricted practice opportunities for the players. So it'll be interesting to see how they talk about it. Now, everybody's got to play in it, so I guess that's what makes it the same. But It's not the kind of venue, not the conditions you'd want for a tournament that has a $7 million purse.
And regardless of how Snedeker does this weekend, he has to look back on this season and just be thrilled with his first year on the PGA Tour.
I would say he's got to be Rookie of the Year. I guess Boo Weekly maybe falls into that category too. I don't know, but I just think Brandt, where he is in the money standings, with a win under his belt, and where he is in this group, 15th out of the 30. I just don't see any way that they can't name him Rookie of the Year.
Joe, we appreciate it as always, and talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow, guys.